Talk to him now on the phone line from the Elks dressing room. Jake, you lose Kwaku Boateng yesterday. That's got to be a shock to the system. But tell me how you guys just move on and just turn the page and execute at a high level as you did tonight.
Yeah, you know, Kwaku is a big loss. He's a hell of a pass rusher and a great defensive end. But you know, D-Max, he's the best defensive line coach out there. So it's a next man up mentality, and we got a lot of young, good guys ready to step up and make plays, as you saw with Costigan. So he stepped up in a big time and made some good plays, and we just rallied around each other and were able to ball out and get the W.
Tell me about that synchronicity you have with Thomas Costigan tonight. I mean, you two were working really well in tandem. I know all four of you do that, and the linebackers, but you two specifically really seem to really help each other. That you maybe didn't get the tackle or the stat, but you or him were the big reason why either of you got the stat.
Yeah, you know, actually, me and Thomas, we were training together in the off season. We're both from Connecticut, so we live close together. So we've been training all this year before the season even started, doing a lot of D-line technique work together. So me and him are very on the same page with that stuff. And when he's out there, I know I can trust him. I know what he's capable of, and we click together really well.
You guys got to Michael Riley early. Michael Riley's never out of a game, no matter what kind of punishment you give him, but it's important to get to him early. I think it was Mike Moore who had the big hit early in the game. And then you just kept on him all league. You were able to get pressure on him, not always getting a sack, not always getting a hit, but, man, you guys were in his face, it seemed, for most of the night.
Yeah, you know, Mike's a hell of a quarterback. You know, I played with him here in 2018, so you know that guy's never out of the game, and he's going to stand in there, he's going to take hit after hit and still throw the ball and still give his team a chance to win. I think you saw that tonight. They were in the game the whole time. So, but yeah, our key with him is we know he's going to hold on the ball. We know he likes those deep shots, so we just got to make it tough on him, make it easier on our defensive backs, and just get after him, make his life hard, and get the sacks.
How nice was it being on the sidelines watching James Wilder Jr. eat the clock in the last couple of minutes?
Oh man, that was great. I love that. He's a dog, man. He's a hell of a running back. When we signed him and he came here, I was so excited, and it showed tonight, man. I love that guy. Him and the offensive line and the whole offense just sealed the game, and that's what you want to do. That's how you want to go out with your first W.
Do you feel a little pressure released now after getting that first win after what happened in the first two games?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, being in the 0-2 hole early, especially with the expectations that we have of ourselves and this team, very disappointing. And to just get a W in the win column and to do it in that fashion where we played great on defense, special teams, and offense, it feels good. And now we just got to keep the ball rolling, and it's on to Toronto and make trying to prepare for them and get the W next week.
All right, Jake, I appreciate your time. Thanks. Congrats on tonight.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.